From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama delivered a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader Shimon Peres, in which he called Peres one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to other figures, such as Nelson Mandela and Britain's Queen Elizabeth. Obama said both the U.S. and Israel were built by stubborn idealists and struggling immigrants, and he praised Peres for his dedication to trying to solve the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Former President Bill Clinton also spoke, remembering Peres as a strong leader of great character.
Israel watched him grow first from sort of young genius, doing his best to build undefeatable defense forces, through a long life to become a wise champion of our common humanity.
At the beginning of his eulogy, Obama pointed out Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, who was sitting in the front row, and hailed his presence at the funeral as a great gesture and a reminder of the unfinished business of peace. Friday, in the Philippines, President Rodrigo Duterte likened himself to Nazi leader Adolf Hitler, saying he would be happy to kill 3 million drug users and criminals as a way to, quote, finish the problem.
Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now, there is 3 million, there's a 3 million drug addicts. There are. I'd be happy to slaughter them.
Duterte, who asked the Senate for an extension on his war on drugs, previously said that human rights investigations would not stop him from continuing the crackdown on addicts. From Washington, this is VOA.